Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And we've been trying to get into this article about Alzheimer's until some idiots happened, as they tend to do when you allow people to call in and talk about whatever is on their mind. You learn very quickly that the average person has absolutely nothing worthwhile on their mind.
But by all means, if you actually want to have a conversation about anything that's not what occurred in the first hour, then by all means, break us up. We don't need to talk about this. We can talk about whatever you want to.
Well, I mean, it can even be stuff that was talked about in the first hour. They just have to be able to...
Civil.
Yeah, civil. Civil's a good way of putting it. Thank you. So, Alzheimer's.
Well, we were talking about what it was. I'm going to go through some of the symptoms real quick before we go back into that article. People with Alzheimer's have trouble doing everyday things like driving a car, cooking a meal, or paying bills. They may ask the same questions over and over, get lost easily, lose things, or put them in odd places, and find even simple things confusing. As the disease progresses, some people become worried, angry, or violent. The time from diagnosis to death varies, as little as 3 or 4 years if the person is older than 80 when diagnosed, to as long as 10 or more years if the person is younger. So there is no treatment as of yet. It's a horrible, horrible way to go. I already have a plan in action. I know what I'm going to be doing. If I get it, basically I'm going to be going up north and going bear hunting in February.
I assume that's in New England. Thing. I don't get
that's
it.
That's a Conan thing. That's me going out like a fighter because I don't want to go.
Yes, hello, Yogi.
I do.
Who are you? Did you bring me my picnic basket?
I brought you some steaks. it's just not a way that I want to go out. I can think of a lot quicker, better ways to go out. You know, of course, I'll get my house in order before. But yeah, bear hunting.
Okay.
In February. So, back to the article. According to a study that was done in 2013, a study was just done recently, between 2013 and 2017, there was an 83% rise in cases of Alzheimer's from all ages. And we'll actually break those ages down a little bit. Overall, early onset diagnosis increased by 200% among commercially insured Americans between the ages 30 and 64. That included a 500% jump among those 45 to 54 and 40% for those aged 55 to 64.
Now, I like how it keeps referring to people, to the increase among people who are
commercially insured.
I assume that just means there's no data on people who aren't insured because they're just going insane in their homes?
Correct. Or out of the, they live in a tent behind the grocery store. Or my question is, are any governmental protected health insured individuals taken into account here, or is it only private insurance?
I wouldn't expect PhillyVoice.com to make a distinction between the two.
And that is a good point because these numbers might be completely wrong.
I imagine it would include governmentally insured people as well.
Okay, if that's the case, then the numbers are probably pretty accurate. The average patient was diagnosed at age 49.
But still aren't millennials by a long shot.
No.
That's like 15 years outside.
Well, let's actually look at those numbers. So the average age is 49. Women are more likely to get it. 58% of Alzheimer's patients are women. All right, here are the actual numbers. From 2013 to 2017, there was a 373% rise from age 30 to 44. So it went from 0.9 to 4.4.
That does not sound like a a thing that should be ignored. I mean, no, that's a substantial increase.
It's a substantial increase. Now, still...
they're still more likely to die of the new coronavirus, I would think.
Oh, my God. So silly. so still, 25% of Alzheimer's patients are between the ages of 55 and 64. So it's still the older, the older boomers. Now the 45 to 54, which none of us are in, it was 2.7%, and it rose to 11%. So it was a 311% rise. The older boomers were 143% rise. So all the age groups went up, but the biggest increase was age 30 to 44, the millennials. And a little bit of extras in there, too. So actually, my age group is in there. So I'm 41, so I'm actually in this category.
There's strong links between between Alzheimer's disease and obesity.
Fat. Correct.
The clogging of the, cholesterol clogging the small blood vessels in the brain, causing plaque. Results in
the plaque,
tumors,
the plaque gets everywhere, every part of your body.
Yeah, it gets in the brain. Well, the brain runs on cholesterol and sugar, essentially.
But cholesterol is bad for you, Johnson.
Yeah.
So, in
this case, yeah, very, very much so if it's in your brain.
So, John from Canada who called and why he's moved to Keene or New Hampshire? New Hampshire is one of the lowest states for people diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So
it's one of the healthiest states in the country, too.
If you go down to Florida, where all the old people are retiring, it is one of the worst states.
One of the fattest states in the country.
Well, good point, because all of the southern states, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, South Carolina, are all heavily diagnosed rates.
They're also all voting for the candidate with Alzheimer's, most likely.
See if there's any other good numbers on here.
Where am I?
All right, so back to the article.
That was how I learned about roaches.
North Texas, Carolina. I mean, Texaco. I don't even know where I am. Where?
you might have Alzheimer's. The results of this report are concerning, especially the increases in early-onset dementia and Alzheimer's disease among younger people, Dr. Richard Snyder, chief medical officer for the Independent Blue Cross, said in a statement. While the underlying cause is not clear, advances in technology are certainly allowing for earlier and more definitive diagnosis. Regardless, those who develop dementia or Alzheimer's at an early age are likely or will likely require caregiving, either from family members or healthcare providers, unless you go bear hunting in February like I plan to do. The time, cost, and impact on families can be significant and can require additional support as the disease progresses. Diagnosis rates were higher in the East, South, and parts of the Midwest. Women made up 58% of the diagnosis.
It does kind of concern me because it's, my age group that it's essentially caving in, or not caving in, but generating these larger numbers of Alzheimer's, not infections, but whatever the word, development. So that's like something I have to worry about now. So thanks, Conan.
Hey, man, I'm trying to make you live longer.
Now I get to spend the next 2 weeks until I forget about this article entirely.
I think
whether or not I'm developing Alzheimer's.
Okay, Johnson brought up a good one. You're not overweight, so you got that.
Yeah.
I have a sneaking suspicion that there are two very popular drugs that are widely used amongst this age group that weren't around when I was a youngster.
Think Reagan was on Ritalin?
Possibly.
Hello.
Or maybe Adderall.
Or cocaine.
But yeah, Ritalin was just coming into, its place in our culture and society right around my time.
My auntie was very, very much against the meth.
Let's go to that article. This is a right little write up from WebMD, written by Kathleen Doheny, and she says adults with symptoms of ADHD or attention deficit hyperactive disorder are more than three times as likely as other adults to develop a form of dementia later in life, according to new research from Argentina. quote, we found a higher risk of dementia with Lewy bodies in patients with, that's a type of dementia, in patients with preceding adult HDHD symptoms, writes the researcher from Hospital Italiano Buenos Aires. The study is published in the European Journal of Neurology, and my thing is, what do ADHD people have in common? It's the drugs they take.
Not necessarily all of them, though. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, Talk Radio you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And you know, the way we've gotten most of the businesses here in Keene to accept cryptocurrency is with the AnyPay application. And if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, well, you can now earn a passive income for every purchase made at those businesses using those cryptocurrencies. So you finally have a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards instantly. There's no waiting for weeks or months for your payout or any of that nonsense. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And you get a cut of every single Bitcoin Cash and Dash purchase made at those businesses. So if you were to get a successful business taking these currencies and you were to drive traffic there, you could do fairly well for yourself. Again, that's AnyPayInc.com. Go check it out. Let's get back to the phones. We've got James calling from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Nice. I'd like to expand on that with you, Aria, if I may, before I get to mention something else about, I can't imagine how bored your fellow Free Talk Live hosts must be when they're Googling the internet about my family members and posting my name and address and picture. And this goes back, you may think it's funny, but it goes back.
I think it's hilarious.
And I think, he's a complete loser that you're looking at. And
no, the
Conan,
complete loser is someone who spends their time calling a radio show and threatening people. Why do you have so little?
I am not threatening anybody at all. Never have, never will.
Okay.
Come
what do you want to do to Jack?
To murder somebody?
What do you want to do to Jack?
Why
would you use
stop.
The words curb stomp?
Oh, I'm going to hurt. I'm going to ruin his life. I
I'm going to hurt. I'm going to ruin his life. I've never threatened anyone. I'm a moron. I'm the biggest moron on the planet. My name is James Whittakine. I'm a dummy. I'm a racist dummy. A racist little dummy.
When I find out that there is a violent individual out there who could threaten my life and the lives of my friends, of course I'm going to research him to figure out where you're at and where you're coming from, because you're dangerous, man. Seriously. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Ask me your question.
Hey, Conan, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Mark Edgington was saying I was going to murder
his
family.
The egg, you dummy dinosaurs.
Long before I ever said anything about his family. He's been saying it for years, and guess how they're doing? They're doing just fine. Like Albert Speer Jr., he's going to have his life ruined. The truth is going to really, really hurt, and it's going to be good for him.
Okay, James. Let me interject a quick question here.
Conan, let me ask you a quick question here.
Okay, you're on hold now. You seem to be envious that Mark and his family are doing just fine now. So I have to ask, James, how are you doing? Go ahead.
Are you?
How are you doing, James?
Just fine. I don't like being lied about on the public airways and being doxxed and being called a racist and a loser by a man who I could break both his arms and smash his face into the ground in less than 10 seconds and his life would be destroyed. And Conan, if you care about
can
that
break
fat
me with
little
one of
fatty
his ears.
There that is Googling the internet and talking about my family on the public airwaves, you best tell him to apologize to me profusely.
I'm happy that he researched you. I like to know who the enemy is. You, James, are the enemy.
Just as you best tell Mark Sidney Dedington that he profusely apologized, repent, atone, and pay me for smearing me on the public airways.
Pay you?
He added pay me several months ago in his...
But
just suddenly, it just appeared.
Oh, God.
It was truly a...
Hey, Aria?
Hey, James.
Aria?
It's truly a thing to behold.
With all the vile hatred and vitriol, I return fire, and I'm going to ruin a little kid's life that shouldn't literally... He literally shouldn't even exist. Literally. And the murdered person that Mark Edgington's murderer helped the murderer get away with, he should still be in a federal penitentiary, just like Albert Speer should have died in the Spandau.
James, are you a Christian?
If he's not, he needs it, man. He needs he needs something.
Command, Jesus Christ doesn't command somebody to forgive a murderer.
No, I'm not asking you to forgive anyone, James.
I forgive you.
I'm not asking you to forgive anyone. I asked a simple question. Are you a Christian?
Jesus Christ would say to Mark Edgington, you should be in jail right now.
James, stop talking. Listen and answer the question. Are you a Christian?
Comic.
We should reach out to Peter Wittekind of Kenton Wittekind and interview him.
Who?
Peter Wittekind. I believe it's James's brother who works in an Arizona law firm. And I'd love to, like, ask him questions about James just to, like, interview and be like, dude, what was it like growing up with this psychopath?
They probably don't want to talk about him. James, do you have relations with your family?
Oh, I'm done with him now.
Well, most of his
he's gone for the night.
The next time you call in, James, I'd like to hear more about your family life.
His parents are gone, man.
Yeah, well, so. You still got your siblings.
Yeah.
Are you like the black sheep? Have you been stepped on all your life?
Oh, he's definitely the black sheep. I mean, most of his family was military. They went on to become attorneys and other military people.
Well,
not exactly career choices that I endorse.
Don't call him that because he would not like that terminology because he's a racist, so he doesn't like, you know,
give a crap what James Wittekind likes.
Well, I'm just
the reason I'm saying he's a Christian is because there's a lot in the Old Testament about visiting the sins of the father onto the child. But Jesus was adamantly against that sort of thing, James. It's not a matter of forgiving Mark. It's a matter of why are you targeting this child who has done you absolutely no wrong whatsoever? Whatever you would have to say about Jesus, he was not a fan of that.
Mm-mm.
And yes, he would ask you to forgive a murderer. So, sorry, you should probably reread that book again.
No, I'm thinking you need to establish your own individual issues. And I'm thinking it comes from the family.
I'm thinking he should just have some shotgun mouthwash, man.
You could do that too. Save us. Well, he wouldn't be exciting on this show anymore.
It would be doing himself a favor.
Doing the whole country a favor.
Yeah, but I would say that as if you're going to talk about his dad, Eugene.
Eugene Wittekind.
Yes.
He was the former military guy.
Yeah, he was a major in the United States Army. He served in World War II and Korea. So, who knows what this guy was like, you know, like.
For all we know,
celebrated awarded soldier who was buried in Arlington National Cemetery.
You know, he might have
touched James as a child. Maybe that's the issue.
Excellent point. This guy has all these awards and all, but
he was a mathematics instructor.
Is that it? What does that mean?
I would assume that he was a relatively intelligent individual.
And maybe when you say maybe touched was more like punched.
Oh no, I meant touched.
It's flat throat, or maybe both. So there could be some family issues, some serious family issues that have basically made this monster. So what do you do about that?
Those issues didn't make him into a monster. He chose to become a monster in response to whatever issues he already had, or to whatever life dealt him. He didn't have to do that. He doesn't have to be the person he is. He chooses to be.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As polls continue to close on this Super Tuesday,
USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has a report on two states already projecting winners.
Tim, polls in Virginia closed at 7 p.m. Eastern, and Fox News projecting former Vice President Joe Biden to win the state. Bernie Sanders coming in second place, Mike Bloomberg in third, and Elizabeth Warren fourth in Virginia. Bernie Sanders winning in his home state of Vermont, where he's been senator for the past 13 years since 2007. Mike Bloomberg in the race, his headquarters in West Palm Beach, Florida, this Super Tuesday. It remains to be seen if he gains any traction after spending millions on ads.
Joe Biden wins the North Carolina primary, one of three Super Tuesday states where more than 100 delegates are at stake. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And I've got a Liberty update for you from LibertyCon. You won't want to miss these two very special debates. First, is government necessary? Featuring David Freeman and Timothy Sandifer, one arguing that government is not necessary, the other arguing that government is necessary. Secondly, does capitalism require government intervention? Gene Epstein is going to debate Stephen Pearlstein in this one, one arguing against intervention and one arguing for intervention. There's also John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO, who is going to speak on conscious capitalism. So be part of LibertyCon. It's a unique Liberty Convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for career advancement or business and internship opportunities. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on the incredible list of speakers, events, and student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. So is ADHD or ADD, I don't even know what the difference is, linked in some way to Alzheimer's? That's the question we're asking here, and Conan has the article up about it. What is the difference between ADD and ADHD?
Good point. I thought they were the same thing. It's attention deficit hyperactive disorder is what ADHD is. And I don't know there is just an it's ADD. Correct. You're absolutely right. Johnson, do you know?
ADHD?
What is ADD compared to ADHD?
Are they the same thing? Attention deficit disorder versus attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Okay, so one of them also has hyperactivity, right?
Right.
One of them super hyper energetic.
Right.
And the other just can't focus?
Yeah. So both of them are probably related to a deficiency in dopamine in the brain. And what happens with people who are dopamine-seeking people? They do things like to generate more dopamine and use up, they basically churn through dopamine a lot. And one of the activities that people who like to churn through dopamine, two things, social media and video games.
Yeah, I knew you were going there.
It's creating an external self-reward system.
Isn't everyone dopamine seeking?
All human beings are. Some people are just worse about it and churn through faster and need it. And basically, very boredom intolerant is what I would refer to it as. I know I'm extremely boredom intolerant, and I am also diagnosed ADD. I was when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Although when I was...
Boredom intolerant sounds like a positive thing, though.
It sounds like a positive thing, but it's not good if you're a human being who has a brain because you're literally burning through humans are meant to do a lot of boredom stuff. If you think historically, you know, what humans do with their lives, it's like, for the most part, throughout history, we've been doing things like staring at sheep wandering through a field,
husking corn grow, yeah, Johnson, no. When you plant your crops, you walk away and you go have sex in the hay bale.
Or you go feed rocks to the village girl down there. I've been playing too much Stardew Valley, I think.
So it's just, you know.
So you were ADD.
Yeah, so I was prescribed Ritalin. I took it, like, once. I think it was like a week or whatever that I was on this, and I was testing it out or whatever. Mm-hmm. When I was in middle school, actually. It was when I was first diagnosed and prescribed this, and I had these feelings of rage that were just coming out of nowhere. Like, I would just be like walking along, and I'd be like, just angry for no reason, and I'm like, this is horrible. I want off of this immediately.
Did your parents notice as well, or was it just you?
How old were you that noticed it? I noticed. I was like experiencing emotions not linked to any reason.
Wow.
And I'm like,
hold on,
okay.
How old were you?
Sixth grade? What is that?
So around the age of puberty? I would say random rage is like normal.
Prescribed Ritalin and then it going away immediately after going off of it, you know, so
sure.
It was definitely linked to that, you know, and I don't know, I wouldn't say I felt random rage, probably, you know, more like random attraction to women, but not rage at that age.
And so since then, you probably haven't tried Adderall. In your adult life, no. Simply because of that, you know, past experience.
I thought about it. I was actually given some, but then I, you know, got rid of it.
Yeah, I always wanted to just try it, see what it was like, you know, just see what the hype is all about. And then I met someone who's taking it all the time, and I'm like, dude, you're crazy. I don't want to be anything like you. You got serious neurotic problems.
Yeah.
And we all know who this person is.
And I don't, you know, like, I don't feel, it's weird. I do feel sometimes like I can't focus, but then I sometimes have really good focus. Like, I can work on certain projects for a long periods of time. I just have to distract myself at regular intervals and then go back to it. So it's like kind of bouncing back and forth, but I don't know. I feel like I've developed my own means of...
Which is probably the way to do it, you know, to not fake it, but to actually train yourself.
I will say, though, again, I do feel like it comes back to being people who are boredom intolerant, and I do think that that's a bad thing. In fact, there are people in Silicon Valley, of course, who are like, they're going to...
go on these dopamine diets or dopamine fasting is what it's called, dopamine fasting. So it's literally taking away computers and phones and video games and social media and whatever else.
So they're recreating the Catholic tradition of Lent.
Maybe, but the idea is to spend a significant amount of time being bored. And then what that does is it allows your brain to kind of refresh and kind of detox from constant dopamine, constant tiny dopamine hits. You know, Facebook is kind of responsible for this. Like, you're constantly being hit with a little dopamine rush. Oh, I gotta like social reaction. You know, people are just seeking this, especially in younger generations, constantly getting hit with these little dopamine hits. And it's you know, there's a lot of research to suggest that this isn't necessarily good for you. In terms of it's messing with people's reward functions in their brain and really messing with people's ability to properly be motivated to do things that are a lot more meaningful.
And it might actually cause cognitive deterioration later on in life.
Yeah, they could be linked to Alzheimer's and we don't even know it. Yeah.
Well, according to this study, this Argentina study, people with ADHD...
Mm-hmm.
are three times more likely to form some sort of dementia later in life.
Well, didn't you say that ADHD is linked to having dopamine problems in the first place? I mean, so their brain chemistry is already screwed up in some way?
Well, I mean, and that's a really good question. What the hell is ADHD, and is it even real? Because you can't see it with brain scans.
I mean, what Justin describes as boredom being
boredom intolerant.
Yeah. See, I was thinking he used aversion, and then I was trying to find a different form of that word. That sounds normal.
Exactly. Hey, I'm very happy that I was born when I was and not later in life, because I would have been that kid.
See, but I don't spend any moments of my day being bored. If I'm bored, I will pick up a book, or I will pick up my guitar, or I will pick up a video game controller.
No, I mean, I was the hyperactive kid. I was the one who got
paddled. That's ADHD, though. We're talking ADD.
Right. But I'm thinking
boredom.
But aren't they
intolerant?
Basically the same thing. They both have the same.
No, one is boredom intolerance plus hyperactivity.
But they both get Ritalin.
They both can.
Yeah.
But Johnson wasn't on Ritalin.
He tried it for a week and didn't like it. He was about to turn into the Hulk and start punching people. No good. I'm glad I wasn't all doped up as a kid, and I had just fresh air and forests to run through.
This is Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And the Super Tuesday results are evidently in, it would seem.
100% or just pieces, fragments?
Just fragments, but that's not stopping people from declaring winners here. Bernie Sanders winning Vermont with 47%. I get why they would call that one, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's his home state. And Virginia with 97% reporting. Okay, go ahead and call that one. But here you have North Carolina, 6% reporting, Joe Biden won. Now, I don't know about the county makeup of these places and how they do things, but it seems like they may be calling that one a little bit too early.
And unless they know something, we don't.
Here's another. Maine. Alabama. Joe Biden won. 1% reporting. Joe Biden won, they said. I don't even know what to say. It sounds completely and totally useless, which, you know, in general, politics is. So we've been talking about ADD and ADHD here on the show. And as we were discussing during the break, I'm still not convinced that boredom intolerance is a bad thing. Because I spend almost every minute of every day doing something, and most of it is productive.
Yeah, I'm thinking if you are bored at any time, I'm thinking that's a sign that something's not right, that you need to go be fulfilled. You need to go find something in your life to keep you busy, to keep you active, to get you out there breathing fresh air and meeting new people and whatnot. I think it's a symptom of a bad lifestyle.
I would agree. Boredom taught me how to play the guitar. Boredom caused me to write several books. Boredom caused me to start doing podcasts and to start a blog that ultimately led to me being here on Free Talk Live. Also, a result of boredom when I took up doing Call to Freedom every day. All of these are not results of boredom, but results of wanting to eliminate boredom.
Exactly. I think it's a good thing. And I think if you take that away chemically, I think you have only done yourself harm.
Yeah.
And turned yourself basically into a little drone, little sheep, a little mindless drone who, you know, follows orders, raises his hand to miss teachers so I can use bathroom.
So is that what these ADD and ADHD drugs do? Is they make people okay
they make
with
them,
being bored?
I've never taken them. I really don't know. I know that
I've never been diagnosed with having ADD, but I'm as averse to boredom as a person can get.
Yeah, we were talking about what the difference is. Basically, ADD is just, they're the same thing, except one, you have a little fidgeting and squirming. So you're boredom intolerant, but you also can't sit still. Because you're just so bored, you got to get out there and start doing things. If I had ever been diagnosed, which thankfully I wasn't, I would have had the hyperactivity part, because I was a guy who was all over the place squirming, and no one liked me. I had a couple teachers that liked me, but and I finally got over it. I mean, it wasn't that bad. You know, once I started getting to the teenage years, I had other problems then.
Well, we all did.
The ones who weren't all drugged up.
I mean, most of the kids that I remember as having ADD and ADHD and things like that, they were more often than not on the more intelligent side of things, and they were bored in school. Of course, I was bored in school as well, but I was better behaved, I guess, at least during that particular part of my life. It wasn't until, like, my freshman year of high school that I just went off the rails and started smoking behind the building and things like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But even then, that wasn't like acting out in class. It was, no, screw you and your stupid rules. I'm going to do what I want. And then they implemented uniforms. You can imagine how well that went for someone who was used to wearing JNCO and kickwear and trim. Yeah, let's implement uniforms here. This is going to go well. So, Johnson, you are of the mind that boredom intolerance is a negative thing.
Possibly.
Okay.
I don't really know. It feels like a negative thing. It feels like people
should
be able to be bored and, you know, okay with it.
I don't know why, because finding ways to fill one's time with productive or even unproductive things seems like a good use of one's time. All the better if they're productive, but I play video games just like anyone else, so that's not productive.
Now, what did you find, Johnson, that said video games... You said it just increased dopamine levels, but it's not actually, you don't think it's a cause of Alzheimer's? Because I always thought the best thing you can do, of course, according to the studies, but I mean, who knows, you know, what Alzheimer's really is and how it's caused and whatnot, but the best thing to do is to stay active, to be reading, to be playing puzzles, Sudoku, Scrabble, you know, keeping your mind active is the best way to prevent it. And I'm telling you, man, when I play a video game, I am more active than ever.
All right, well, I guess I'll make this my prep and just go into a story then about this thing. Is there actually science behind dopamine fasting? The trendy concept of dopamine fasting actually finds its roots in established addiction therapies. Dopamine fasting may be Silicon Valley's latest wellness trend, but...
aren't human beings, like, biologically designed to become addicted to, I mean, isn't that like the focal point of human existence, to find a way to get dopamine and beat it into the ground?
Yeah, but if this
why humans have sex?
It's exceedingly easy to do this now.
But yes, if it was caveman days, we would always fighting to get that next rush and fight off the grizzly at the same time, or the woolly mammoth. But now it's just a button click. I can get 100 different ways to pop my dopamine by a couple button clicks.
So we just replaced having lots and lots of sex with playing lots and lots of video games.
Hundreds of things, man. I can think of 100 things to do right now.
See, because I don't know that the caveman playing with sticks in the dirt
and
or
I don't
whatever.
Know that there was more sex going on historically than there is nowadays. I would say that it's probably the reverse is true.
I don't know, but, I mean, speaking of how human beings generally acquire dopamine, there weren't as many obvious options then, but I was actually about to change that
because
the caveman did wall drawings or played in the If they dirt with a stick or whatever.
If they had spare time.
Getting the exact same dopamine rush, or the shepherd playing, watching his sheep out there and playing in the grass, would create little games of it and get the same dopamine rush as you playing World of Warcraft.
No, that's inaccurate.
It is absolutely accurate.
No, and also when you bring up something like
Changed the way that we get the dopamine, but humans have always been after that rush.
To a certain extent, but what you're talking about first of all, major dopamine hits, something like sex or food or something like that, can result in a major, you know, dopamine rush.
But you have to work for it.
Tiny minor dopamine rushes.
So the shepherd is like flicking pebbles or whatever to see if he can get them to land on this stump.
Yeah,
he's created a little game and he gets little dopamine hits every time he succeeds.
Keyword: little ones, little tiny ones.
Same little ones you get from Facebook.
And he has to work for it. I know, but that's just a button click away.
But it's still work. It's a different type of work, but pressing that button is still work, just like flipping that little pebble.
I think a check mark next to someone thumbs upping one of my posts is a much bigger dopamine hit than me playing solitaire with myself.
Push versus pull. So a Facebook, something that's coming from an external source, is a push, not a pull. In other words, if you're going to play a game and you're choosing to go do that on your own, right? You're choosing to pull that activity, create your.
You're choosing to go on Facebook to see that you have.
Yeah, but most people are not necessarily choosing to go on Facebook. They're just doing it because it's a routine.
Okay, so
because it feels good.
Sure.
Could the shepherd not flip rocks onto the stump for exactly the same reason?
But again, it's pull versus push.
Well, they're bringing up Facebook. They're making the choice to bring up Facebook.
But most people aren't consciously really making that choice. They're just doing it.
Because of the dopamine rush.
Well, maybe.
And you could just as easily have the shepherd out there flipping stones
out of
habit.
You're not going to be out there you're not going to be lying in bed throwing stones across the room.
If I didn't have Facebook, I probably would.
You know, but candlelight at night, you know, in your bed going, I'm going to throw stones into a thing in the corner.
You mock that like it's silly, but kids during the Victorian eras and things like that, they would commonly lay in bed playing games with each other. That's how Truth or Dare got invented.
Yeah, there's going to be certain levels of that, but okay, maybe you didn't grow up in the 80s. It was a boring time. I don't know if you were aware of
it. It was no more or less boring than any other time.
Well, you're a lucky child. You had a real good childhood.
But Johnson, in the 80s, we had to build those forts. Yeah. We had to, you know, break in a sweat and go out there and get dirty.
I don't know anybody else, but I remember time before the internet. It was awful.
And in Fortnite, you have to build your own forts. Same with Minecraft.
Terrible.
This is Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount. Count on LibertyCon.com. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.